I'm a huge planner, so whenever my wife, Radhi, and I would go on our adventures, I'd meticulously plan out our itineraries and book our accommodations in advance. It's like a yearly tradition that we do. And let me tell you, Booking.com has been my go-to every step of the way. Whether I want to be a simple guy nestled in the countryside or be the stylish and modern guy in the heart of the city, Booking.com never fails to offer a wide range of options that perfectly suit your preferences. And they have everything you need to turn your travel dreams into reality, offering accommodations here in the US. Plus, the ease of booking through the app makes the whole process a breeze. So trust me when I say, when it comes to planning unforgettable getaways, Booking.com is where it's at. Ready to book your next adventure? Book whoever you want to be on Booking.com. Booking.yeah. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually in person and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual. $90,000. That's approximately how much time an individual will dedicate to work in their lifetime. That's why it's more important than ever to partner with UKG, a company fully dedicated to helping you create a great place to work. With HR, pay, time, and culture solutions, UKG is the only partner that delivers the tools and insights your employees need, no matter who they are, where they work, or what they do. See what UKG can do for your business and your people at ukg.com/great. UKG, our purpose is people.
If you watch bad news, suddenly you're having a great day, then you watch a bad news, and then suddenly you're consumed with fear, and then now, like, your state of your emotions and everything has changed, and now you're in the dumpsters and you're stuck there, and you're like, you know. So I feel is like, you know, one thing that's very important is to, like, witness, to see where your attention is going, like, where is your energy? Check in with yourself.
Hey everyone, welcome back to On Purpose, the number one health podcast in the world. Thanks to each and every single one of you that come back every week so sincerely and deeply to learn, listen, and grow. And I'm so excited to be talking to you today. I can't believe it. My new book, 8 Rules of Love, is out and I cannot wait to share it with you. I am so, so excited for you to read this book, for you to listen to this book. I read the audiobook. If you haven't got it already, make sure you go to 8rulesoflove.com. It's dedicated to anyone who's trying to find, keep, or let go of love. So if you've got friends that are dating, broken up, or struggling with love, make sure you grab this book. And I'd love to invite you to come and see me for my global tour, Love Rules. Go to jshettytour.com to learn more information about tickets, VIP experiences, and more. I can't wait to see you this year. Today's guest is one of very few guests, I believe one of three guests that we've had on the podcast twice. That's because she's one of my favorite people. Her Instagram is one of my favorites to follow. I love seeing all of her updates, her messages. We've stayed in touch for the last 2 years since she came on the podcast for the first time. I'm talking about none other than Gisele Bündchen. And for those of you that don't know, for the two people listening, the 0.2% of people listening that don't know, Gisele Bündchen is one of the most successful supermodels of all time. She's a mother and author, and this is one of my favorite parts about her, that I see her doing more and more today. She's an incredible philanthropist and global environmentalist. And over the years, Gisele has spoken in numerous places about the impacts of meditation helping her live a more conscious and joyful life, even giving birth, something we discussed last time. And these key insights are shared in her New York Times best-selling book, Lessons, My Path to a Meaningful Life, which is an incredible read. I highly recommend you read read it if you haven't. And as a longtime meditation practitioner, Giselle believes we're all divine beings and that when we quiet our minds, we will find that most of the answers we seek are already there inside of us. Giselle, welcome back to the show. And we've already started, so we're already fully equipped.
Oh, thank you, Jay. So nice to see you, and always so wonderful to share and to talk with you. It's I wish it was in person, but hopefully next time. Get to give you a big hug, you and your lovely lady.
We'd love that. But no, it's so good to be back with you. And just, you know, what we're just talking about naturally right now as well, I think the world's had such a difficult year. Everyone's had a difficult 12 months. No matter who you are, everyone's had a challenging time. And you were just saying that you've almost just reunited with your family after 2 years. I mean, that must have been such a emotional feeling. Like, what was that like to see your family after 2 years?
You know, it was beautiful. And I think that, you know, sometimes we take things for granted, right? Like, and I think when you don't get to see your parents for almost 2 years and the people you love the most, and you just realize how, you know, what a gift is every moment that you get to spend, you know, that every moment that we are alive, every moment that we get to spend with the people that we love, and that you just realize what a gift our family, our loved ones, and what a wonderful thing is to feel the warmth of a hug and a kiss, and to be able to be surrounded by, you know, by love. And I think, you know, as humans, we are people who are meant to be living in community. We are meant to be, you know, touching and holding and loving. And I think, you know, that's essential for our well-being, for our mental health, for our life, you know, for us to. So it was wonderful. I just have so much gratitude and just having to, you know, having this time with my parents is extra time, because in Brazil is winter right now, and being able to bring them here with me and have them with me for the next, I'm actually going to be with them for the next 2 months. I just feel like the luckiest girl in the world, you know? And so I'm just going to hug them until they're sick of it. They'll be like, get away from me. I'll be like, no.
I'm glad that we could give them a bit of a break by you coming on the podcast. So they were probably really happy.
Exactly. They're like, just get away from us for a second. We can't take you anymore. No, it's wonderful. And just to sit and talk with them, you know, it's like, I think to honor them and to, you know, how often do we get to have deep conversations with our parents, you know, and to listen to their life stories. I think we're diving really deep into that. And I think for my dad, something came up where he felt the necessity. I think he realized how fragile, like, he was like, oh, it can happen at any moment, you know, something can happen. And he felt like he wants to write his story about, you know, he was telling me things about his childhood and how he grew up and about his father and about his grandfather. Because, you know, we are also our ancestors, you know, like the only reason why we are here is because of them. So there's pieces of them in us, you know, and to learn about those things that he never, you know, there was never an opportunity or it never came up that he had a desire to talk about those things. And now he does. So that was, you know, a gift that came from that, you know, because I think there's always two sides to everything. I think something is, you know, there is always the yin and the yang. You know, and I feel that was the something that came very strongly from my dad, this deep desire to share more. And I'm grateful for that, because I'm learning a lot more about him and why he is the way he is, and which in some ways is why I am the way I am, you know, and my mom, because so it's amazing. It's been kind of like a wonderful dive into, you know, in a way, a deeper relationship with my parents. So I'm grateful for that.
I love hearing that. I think, you know, I often think that my parents as well, they don't really tell me a lot about their childhood because they don't think it's that interesting or important, or they just see it as normal. And as I've got older, I've realized that actually hearing about your parents and how they grew up and what made them what they are is such an important activity and exercise in the development of the children,
and
for their own healing and development too. So I'm so glad you raised that, because I'm hoping that listening to that, people are going to ask their parents a lot more questions and kids are going to go up to their parents and say, hey, tell me about this or tell me about that.
Yeah. I feel that it's definitely been like a wonderful experience for me. And I think it also definitely makes me feel like, you know, the impact that we have in our children, really without knowing, like, you know, them sitting here and looking back and saying like, wow, we wish we would have done better. And I think it's not about judging ourselves, but it's about, you know, recognizing that we are all learning. Because I think when you're a kid, you look up to your parents and you figure like they know everything, right? And they don't, they're trying to figure it out. I go to my kids often and I say, I'm sorry, you know, sometimes I lose my temper or I'm rushing about something or I'm not listening as with the presence that I really want you at that moment. And then I judge myself for that and I feel really bad. And I think judging I think it's about looking at it and saying, how can I do better? So I go to my children and I say, I'm sorry. You know, it takes me a second. I'm like, I'm sorry, mommy wasn't here fully when you needed me at that exact moment, but I'm here now and I'm sorry, you know, mommy's learning too. This is the first time I'm a mom and I'm doing the best that I can, but I would love for you to help me to point something out, you know, whenever there's something that you wish that mommy could do better or you see that, you know, like express your feelings to me. Tell me how you're feeling about this, because if you can tell me and we can have a conversation, then we can work through it. And I by no means I come in like I'm your mother and I said so this is why you have to do this. No, I'm like, I invite them to say, you know, hey, you know, I'm doing my best and I'm learning. So let's learn together, you know, let's do this together. And I think it's been amazing because my kids talk to me, which with my parents, I didn't feel like I could, you know, speak with them about anything. I felt like there was definitely more like, it is because I said so, and you do it as I, you know. And I think with my children, you know, coming from that and feeling like I didn't really have a voice, right? I want to give my kids a voice. And you know, of course, there is things like you're not going to jump from the second story. You know, there's limits, you know. We got boundaries here. We got to have healthy boundaries. But I think it's really important for me to listen to them and listen to their feelings, most importantly, because I think if we can teach them to open up and talk about their emotions and talk about their feelings, the chances are they're going to grow up to be adults who are going to be able to really connect to their feelings and understand that is this beautiful rainbow of emotions, and that's all part of it, and it's all beautiful, and it's all just here to inform us something and to show us like, oh, why am I feeling like this? Why is this trying to show me? What is this emotion trying to show me? Not to repress the emotion, but to look at it in a nourishing way, in a lovingly way, and saying, and look for going deeper within and asking, why am I feeling that way right now? And it's only right now, right? Because at every moment we are moving and we are changing and we are flowing, and that's what life is, right?
Yeah.
It's just a moment. So, yeah.
I love hearing that. I think it's so refreshing to hear it. I think everyone right now needs to hear it the most because we're all feeling so much and experiencing so much. We've never probably felt this many, as you said, emotions on the rainbow as we do now, because it seems like all of our internal conversation is just alive, right? Like we're reflecting more, we're thinking more, we're experiencing more because we've been in this position. And I wonder for you, one of the things that you speak about very emotively and beautifully is your love for the environment. And even when we started our conversation today, you were like, oh, I'm close to the environment right now. And I feel so like, you know, I could hear the birds and
look at my cacao tree right now. That's my living room. That's a cacao tree. You see that one in the back right there?
Those are I love cacao.
Yeah. Have you ever eaten a cacao? The actual fruit? The actual meat of it?
Oh, no.
Yeah. It's like a white meat that comes from inside of it. And it's it's delicious. It's really sweet. And then from the meat, you take the seed and you can dehydrate it and put it in your smoothies or, you know, make chocolate and cookies.
Wow.
But the actual fruit of it is this white gooey that is around the seed and is delicious. So it's right there. So it makes me happy. I mean,
that sounds amazing. I want some now.
Okay. Next time I'll go see you, I'll bring you some from over here, from my plantation. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I think nature, I mean, quite frankly, like I feel like we are nature. I don't think we are separate from nature. I think when we forgot that we were nature is when we start creating all the problems that we are living today. I think when we thought that we were separate and more powerful and somehow we could control nature, or we could just, or the nature was here for us to use, you know, it's, I think when we got out of balance, you know, I think I think to be able, if we can go back to this respect and this love and this feeling of connection to nature, we can then really find this connection and this feeling of love for ourselves, because I think it's intertwined. You know, I think that nature is here as the highest frequency of a living being, right? Nature, it's our biggest teacher, because she's in balance. If it wasn't for human activity, right? She's perfect. Like there's in nature, everything works out exactly as it needs for all of life to thrive, you know, for every living being that we're sharing this planet with. And she's perfect in the way that she knows, you know, when it must rain, when it must, it's just that, you know, we as humans, I think unfortunately greed and this desire for control and to conquering, you know, I think hopefully we're shifting more to a time of collaboration, and I think we need them more than ever now, you know, of coming together in unity and community, and I think if we can do that, we can really live much happier lives. That's what I think.
Herbs hold a special place in my wellness journey, a tradition deeply rooted in my Indian heritage. Introduced to me by my mom, their healing properties have been part of my life since I was born. Growing up, I witnessed firsthand the remarkable effects of herbs on both physical and mental well-being. Among the herbs I take are ashwagandha for its adaptogenic properties, slippery elm bark for gastrointestinal health. Our sponsor, Nature's Way, has these herbs and hundreds more that help support everything from healthy digestion to sleep to stress. They have over 50 years of experience with sourcing herbs from all over the world in the climates where they grow best. Every batch of herbs is rigorously tested for potency and purity in their state-of-the-art lab. Nature's Way believes nature is the ultimate problem solver and is dedicated to bringing the power of plants to help people live healthier lives. To learn more, visit naturesway.com/herbs and use code J10 at checkout for our 10% off any herbal supplements. Terms and conditions apply, valid through June 30th. On Purpose with Jay Shetty is brought to you by Booking.com, Booking.yeah. I have found that travel is so important in expanding our perspective and growing in all areas of our lives. Experiencing new places and meeting new people gives us the ability to see that people do things differently, and can help us to not be so rigid in our thoughts. It allows for us to take an alternative approach to our everyday routines and the way we feel we need to do things. When I take a new trip across the world, I find that I develop a new love for something along the way, which then shows me more about myself that I may not have necessarily uncovered otherwise. Booking.com offers a variety of different accommodations and places to fulfill your adventure needs. Especially when it comes to an adventure-packed vacation, it can be so difficult to pick the right place to venture to. But Booking.com will be able to advise and accommodate all of your wants with ease with their extensive list of options. Whether you're booking a solo vacation to learn more about yourself, to meet new people, or a vacation for the whole family, Booking.com offers a variety of different accommodations to best fit what you're looking for in a trip within the time frame you're looking for. I encourage you to take a trip that allows yourself to be a different version of you. Whether you want to take a trip to swim with ocean life or backpack through the mountains, Booking.com can suggest a variety of different options on where to stay based on where you are traveling, rather than you having to figure it out on your own. Whatever your adventure is, Booking.com can accommodate your needs and will continue to provide options for you for this vacation and for others in the future, so that every vacation you take offers you a different experience, ultimately helping you to evolve and grow through trying new things. Book whoever you want to be on Booking.com, Booking.yeah. Life can be a wild ride, and sometimes our gut gets thrown off track. So that butterfly in your stomach, it's probably not from excitement. It's more likely from stress or certain food choices you had for breakfast. And Ritual can help you get things back on track. They made a 3-in-1 supplement with clinically studied prebiotics, probiotics, and a postbiotic to support a balanced gut microbiome. Every morning, I start my day with Synbiotic Plus. It's now an essential part of my daily routine. With its blend of prebiotics, postbiotics, and all that good stuff, I'm giving my gut the love it needs to tackle whatever comes its way throughout the day. There's no shame in your gut game. Synbiotic Plus and Ritual are here to celebrate, not hide, your insides. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/Shetty. Start Ritual or add Synbiotic Plus to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/Shetty for 25% off. I think you're right. I loved what you said there about how nature knows exactly what to do when, and it's all intertwined and connected, because I often think like everything in nature is serving.
Absolutely, like
everything in nature is always giving, like a tree is giving shade and a fruit's giving taste and a flower's giving a scent, and like everything in nature is giving, giving, serving, serving. And when you said about humans, like it is true that humans are about getting and holding and keeping. And it's that greed that you mentioned, like we're not in line with nature because we're not serving anymore. When we're serving, we're aligned with nature. How do you think people who feel like nature is not really, like they feel disconnected from it, or they don't really quite understand, like when you said we are nature, how do you think someone experiences that in a simple way? Like what's been your way of helping people experience and understand that?
I mean, I think being present, I mean, for me, it's just like everything, right? Because since I was a little kid, like I grew up in a small village. So being bare feet in nature and climbing a tree to pick up a fruit, or, you know, just the sun rises every day and sets every day. The opportunity to just witness it, you know, the beauty of it is amazing to hear the birds sing. It's just, I feel like it's always here reminding us, be present, be here, the wind in our face, it's just feeling the sun, like, you know, even when it's freezing outside and it's snowing outside, you can feel the sun in your face, like how it's like a warm kiss, you know, it's all these elements, everything is here. It's like the grass under your feet, feeling the earth, the coolness of it, feel like how it supports you, feel like, I don't know, for me, everything about nature is the gift, you know, everything. I mean, every moment I look at the food in my plate, I'm like, wow, look at the variety of fruits and flavors and colors. And I mean, you know, like in a salad, you can have like 10 different colors of greens and oranges and carrots and beets. And I don't know, it's like, it's abundant. You know, that's the thing I think we have to remember, like, because you understand that we are co-creating our reality, and we are basically like little radio frequencies, right? We are like antennas, and the universe that doesn't understand bad or good, he understands frequency. So if we are vibrating in this frequency of love, of gratitude, of connection, we attract more of that in our life. More of those things just come into our life, and then you noticing it, you can eat a plate of food, just swallowing it without like appreciating, and that's not going to bring you joy. Or you can eat it with like gratitude for every little, for the farmer who made it possible to be here, for the sun who nourishes, for the soil who nourishes, for the bee who pollinates, you know, for all of this. And then suddenly that thing that could be so like, when I'm eating a plate of food, becomes like, oh, I'm eating a plate of food, like, and then life becomes magical, you know. It's just a perspective, it's just a way of looking at life in a state of awe and like, wow, like it's, It is, because that's what it is. It's abundant. And if we can be in that state, we're going to just create that more in our lives and in the life around us. It's just how it is, because as we become brighter, everything becomes brighter around us. As we become more love, more filled with love, more filled with gratitude, more wonderful things happen in our life, and more we can expand that, and more in our families, in our communities. And I think that's how we transform the world. You know, I think it always starts with us, and it starts with us, you know, having the moment to really look at the gift that life is, and at every moment, nature is on everything, right? It's literally, I mean, it's everywhere.
No, that is such a beautiful answer, because actually just hearing you speak about it, that was infectious and contagious. Like, it was just, you have to be around someone. And you, when you were doing that, you and my wife, Radhi, when you talk about food and nature, you're literally this on the same frequency, because Radhi, the other day we were driving and she was like, oh my God, oh my God. And I was like, are you okay? Like, what's wrong? Like, I'm driving safe. Like, what's going on? She was like, look at the moon. Look at the...
Yes. Like, you see, but to live in that is to live like a child, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Because then you're like, oh my God. It's like, I love that about her. Like, I see her videos and when she's cooking and she's... It's so beautiful. It's so like, it is joyful, because it is, I mean, how amazing is that we have food in our plate? How amazing that we have this abundance. And then I think nature is abundant. Really, that's the natural state of nature. And I think for us too, as humans, I think that's who we are. If we are in balance, if we are connected to our spirit, to our essence, and not to all these different things from outside, because usually, I don't know if you notice, but like if you watch bad news, suddenly you're having a great day, then you watch a bad news, and then suddenly you're consumed with fear. And then now, like, your state of your emotions and everything has changed. And now you're in the dumpsters and you're stuck there and you're like, you know. So I feel is like, you know, one thing that's very important is to like witness, to see where your attention is going. Like, where is your energy? Check in with yourself. Am I vibrating in what frequency? Am I vibrating in fear? Am I vibrating in love? Maybe put post-it notes in your house, in your mirror, in your fridge, some places in your house, just asking yourself this question. In what frequency am I connecting with right now? And then just to be aware of that, because I think the only people is like the way you shift the channel, right? You switch the channel in the radio station as you're driving, and suddenly you listen to an awesome song, and then like some song, like, what's that? It was just my vibe. You change my vibe. You switch the channel and now you go back and you find the vibe you want to be in, right? You're not going to sit there listening for 2 hours to a song or whatever, for however long the song that is like, you're like, oh, this song is giving me a headache, right? You're going to change the station and you're going to tune into a new song that vibrates with the frequency that makes you feel good. So you can be in your car singing, you know, and having fun. So I think that's the same thing in our life, right? We are experiencing something at every moment. Things are coming at us, you know, situations, you know, we are experiencing a variety of emotions and feelings and situations throughout the day. And I think if we can check in with where our frequency is and decide then consciously being present to understand where it's taking us. And if we want to be there, then that's okay. But if we don't want to be there, to shift that and change, you know, that that frequency. So
when did you discover meditation as a tool? Is it something you always had? Is it something that was new? And where did it develop? Because I know you've meditated for a long, long time now. And, you know, we spoke about that at length last time when we connected over it. But please tell our audience, like, yeah, where did it start? And what path have you taken with it? What role does it play in your life?
I mean, meditation is like one of those tools that I'm very grateful I have in my toolbox. You know, we go through life and we go through different challenges, and then we acquire different tools to deal with whatever situation we are going through at that moment. And I think meditation was one of the most precious tools I acquired throughout my journey here. You know, over almost 20 years ago in my early 20s, you know, I had severe panic attacks and depression, and I didn't really know what was going on with me, because I looked at my life and I was like, everything is perfect. But I was feeling depressed, and I, you know, and And I developed a very intense anxiety for like over a year. I was dealing with it, and meditation just came into my life then. And not only meditation, it was actually yoga at first. And I started practicing yoga. And then because I was having this depression and severe panic attacks, I shared with the teacher what I was going through. She's like, actually, the best thing for you would be, let's start with pranayama to, you know, alternate nostril breathing, most specifically, to help you get back into your body and balance your left and your, you know, it's so good to like just get you centered. And then we're going to do some meditation, and then we're going to do the asanas, which is the movement. So my hour class was like about 15 minutes of pranayama, 15 minutes of meditation, and then 30 minutes of the asanas. And that's how I started my meditation practice. Almost 20 years ago. Oh my God, I can't believe it. Lord.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Time flies. And since then, it's been an incredible tool in my life because, you know, I went to every doctor, everything to try to deal with what I was going through. But after about 2-3 months of practicing daily, you know, it's the commitment you make to yourself. It's like nothing is going to happen if you do it once in your life and you're like, why it didn't work, right? It's like everything else in life. If you want to achieve something, it takes focus, it takes dedication, it takes commitment, right? And I committed myself to that because my other option was to feel, I mean, I didn't really have another option. I felt like either I was going to die of a, you know, or that was my way. I chose life. I chose to do something for myself every day I felt better and a little better and a little better. And then after that, to be honest with you, I cannot live without it. So I would say it's an essential part of my life. I wake up, especially after becoming a mom, you know, where like your time is no longer yours. There's a part I say is like after you become a mom is a rebirth because there's a part of yourself that dies for this new you to be born. Because before it's all about, you know, what you want to do and you want to do it. Yes, sometimes you make, you know, you let your husband decide or. But mostly, you know, you kind of do what time you want to eat, what time you're going to go to sleep. And when you have kids, it's like it becomes all about this little ball of love and you don't sleep. And, you know, so it becomes even more important, I think, to take care of ourselves, because how can you give from an empty vessel, right? If your glass is empty, how are you going to drink from it? How is anyone going to drink from it? So I just meditation, you know, I wake up at 4:30 in the morning. I meditate every day for 20 minutes, just, you know. It's just part of like filling my glass, you know, start the day nourishing myself so then I can give nourishment to my kids, my dogs, my husband, my family, the world, like everyone that I want to share my love with, you know. But I noticed that it really gives me a lot of energy, you know, just to have this practice of meditation. And then I do 30 minutes of yoga, usually asanas, every morning before the sun rises. And then I just sit in silence and I just look at the sun rising and then I just take in that energy and I just, you know, one more day I get to be here. And I think to start the day with that kind of intention and gratitude is like it changes everything, right? Because then you already start the day, and if everyone is like, mom, I want this, mom, I want that, the dog is screaming, the cat's fighting, and like you were like, okay, like, you know, your glass is full, so like you can start emptying it little by little. And I think, yeah, it started at that, you know, like almost 20 years ago, but yoga and pranayama and meditation, they're still tools that are very much a part of my life. And they're essential, I feel, for my well-being and for my sanity, to be honest with you, they're just essential. They're just tools that I'm never giving back. They're mine. I really use those tools a lot, and I'm very grateful I have them. So,
I've got to say, herbs have been a game changer in my wellness routine, all thanks to my Indian upbringing. My mom was the one who got me started on them way back when. I've seen how they can do wonders for both body and the mind. One of my favorites is ashwagandha, which is an adaptogenic herb that helps reduce stress. I usually take it in the morning with my breakfast, and it helps me stay cool, calm, and collected throughout the day. Our sponsor, Nature's Way, has ashwagandha as well as herbs like St. John's wort and holy basil that provide mood and stress support. They have over 50 years of experience sourcing herbs from all over the world in the continents and climates where they grow best. Nature's Way rigorously tests every batch of herbs for potency and purity in their state-of-the-art lab. To learn more, visit naturesway.com/herbs and use code J10 at checkout for 10% off any herbal supplements. Terms and conditions apply, valid through June 30th. On Purpose with Jay Shetty is brought to you by Booking.com, Booking.yeah. I have found that travel is so important in expanding our perspective and growing in all areas of our lives. Experiencing new places and meeting new people gives us the ability to see that people do things differently and can help us to not be so rigid in our thoughts. It allows for us to take an alternative approach to our everyday routines and the way we feel we need to do things. When I take a new trip across the world, I find that I develop a new love for something along the way, which then shows me more about myself that I may not have necessarily uncovered otherwise. Booking.com offers a variety of different accommodations and places to fulfill your adventure needs, especially when it comes to an adventure-packed vacation. It can be so difficult to pick the right place to venture to, but Booking.com will be able to advise and accommodate all of your wants with ease with their extensive list of options. Whether you're booking a solo vacation to learn more about yourself, to meet new people, or a vacation for the whole family, Booking.com offers a variety of different accommodations to best fit what you're looking for in a trip within the time frame you're looking for. I encourage you to take a trip that allows yourself to be a different version of you. Whether you want to take a trip to swim with ocean life or backpack through the mountains, Booking.com can suggest a variety of different options on where to stay based on where you are traveling, rather than you having to figure it out on your own. Whatever your adventure is, Booking.com can accommodate your needs and will continue to provide options for you for this vacation and for others in the future, so that every vacation you take offers you a different experience, ultimately helping you to evolve and grow through trying new things. Book whoever you want to be on Booking.com, Booking.yeah. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually in person and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual. Yeah, well, I think anyone who's done something for 20 years is proof that, you know, it's like you don't let something last for 20 years if it's not really improving your life. I wonder, I'm asking this as advice for when me and Radhi have kids. How do you introduce your kids to meditation? Do you wait? Because it feels like sometimes children feel forced into these things and they feel like, you know, it's not obviously creative for them. Have you introduced them to it? I wonder.
You know, it has been very natural. It's not, I agree with you 100%. I don't think it's something you force, because I think for anybody, right? If you force something to a child, if you force something to an adult, like, you don't want anyone forcing you anything. I think I think force is never the way. I think the example is always the way. So for example, my kids, I have a picture, it's so funny, of my daughter when I was, because I was practicing yoga, obviously, with my kids when they were in the belly and when they were babies. I have this funny picture. My sister actually took it. I was so happy she was there. I was doing, I was just practicing meditation. My daughter came. She was like crawling. She came and did the same position as me. I mean, she was less than a year old. So it's just how they witness, or like I'm sitting in meditation, just in silence. And my kids will wake up and go sit in my lap. Like, they know, because they've seen this for all their life, right? And they don't say anything. They just come and they sit or next to me or on top of me. And then they just stay there. Sometimes they stay for 5 minutes, 10 minutes. I don't know. Sometimes, you know, they just kind of come on their own time. And And I think that's how it has always been, you know, or sometimes, you know, they see me like doing my asanas and they come and they want to do it with me. They usually don't stay around for a long time. You know, they never complete the practice, but they're always, you know, not always, but I would say a lot of times they're always exposed to it. And they will come and do it as they please. Like I said, sometimes they will come and sit for 10 minutes, sometimes for 1 minute. Sometimes they will do 3 asanas and they leave. You know, so it's just, and then it's just part of their life. And then whenever they're ready and they feel they want to do more, then I'll be very happy to do it with them. But it's not something that I, you know, it's just something that is around their life and they're used to seeing and they walk in and out of it, let's say it that way.
Yeah. Well, what I love is that recently you're giving everyone the opportunity to meditate with you because you've created this beautiful series with Insight Timer. You partnered with the app to create these meditation sessions. So now you don't have to be your kid or your husband to meditate with you. Everyone gets an opportunity to meditate with you, which is really special. Tell us a bit about why you felt now is the time for you to create some of these recordings and meditations so that people can meditate along with you. What was it about them? Tell us about the themes and what you hope people are going to get out of them.
You know, like I said, you know, meditation has been really a very, very important tool in my life and has brought so much, like I can't even explain, you know, has given my life back in so many ways, right? From depression and anxiety to having this appreciation and this, and just this life that I have today. I don't think it would have happened without these tools. And I feel, I wanted to share that, especially when, you know, what we just experienced this past year is not something that none of us were prepared for. We can be prepared for is, you know, unprecedented. Like we never experienced something like this before. And all I wanted so much was to share some love and to try my best to, and what it is like, you know, anything that helps me, I always want to share with people that I love. Like, you know, I want to share with my sisters. I want to share with my friends. And I feel like meditation was such a powerful tool that transformed my life more than anything else. And I felt, how can I share this with as many people as possible? And I chose, and the whole idea with Insight Timers because it was it was for free, right? So everyone could access it. And I was like, but it was also it was also a challenge for me in some ways because I was coming from this deep desire of how can I share? But I usually meditate in silence, right? I have used Insight Timer for years, just the basu, you know, and then I usually like to choose the monks, the sound of monks or the sounds of nature. But then I just use the timer. I never really had done a guided meditations, but then my friends had said, Giselle, you know, you always meditate. Why don't you do that? And this opportunity came up and I say, well, I'll try. And then my first one was Hope in Times of Uncertainty, because that's exactly how I felt that we were living. I said, and I feel like hope is the most important, is the spark of life that can never die. That's what pushes us forward. That's what keeps guiding us to create and to be the creative beings that we are. So hope is essential. The first one was Hope in Times of Uncertainty. And it was just about, I just started writing about how I felt about hope, you know, and what I wanted, it was just about how can I share this feeling? How can I send my love out? And maybe this will make someone who's feeling alone or who's not feeling hopeful to feel love and to feel hope and to feel connected. So it came from that place of wanting to share, to just help in any way that I could. And I felt like I couldn't see, quite frankly, any other way to help. So I thought maybe I'll try this. And so I did that meditation and then I did one for children, which was actually very helpful to me because my daughter, she's going through this phase where she's afraid of the dark. So she never can sleep in her room alone. She shows up in my bed like 4 times a night to the point that now she's my roommate. She's sleeping in my bed because I'm like, I just need to sleep. But I was actually, I created the meditation for kids and when she's afraid, like initially when she starts in her bed, I put it for her, and when I leave it, she listens to the voice and is very soothing, so she falls asleep. So it actually has been working for me because then I can leave the room and I can just put the meditation and I go back like 10 minutes later and she's like, and she's sleeping, right? I mean, She still wakes up sometimes in the middle of the night, but at least she falls asleep, you know, instead of like 2 hours getting her to sleep, it became like 10 minutes. So it was helpful. So I just kind of, it was very intuitive, you know, whatever I felt like, oh, I want to write about this, or I feel like at this moment, it was just very like, it just kind of came up. And then I thought, I'll do a meditation, you know. Like now my next one that I'm going to do is going to call, I want to do one about stress and anxiety, because I feel like that's really present right now in the collective. I think that's a lot of people are going through a lot of, you know, a lot of stress in so many ways, you know? And so my next one, I already start writing it, is going to be about, you know, how my take on how I can hopefully alleviate that in some way. That's my intention, at least. I hope it works. So
that's beautiful. I'm sure it will work. I mean, it sounds so wonderful, and I love hearing about it. And I, you know, after this, I'm going to go straight on and listen in, and I can't wait for the new one to come out as well. There's already, I believe you've already recorded 5 up there, and there's more coming out. And
so
there's already plenty of incredible recordings you've done. And yeah, I can't wait to listen to that one. And, you know, I know that you recently also hosted a hour-long live stream about starting a meditation routine. And one of the most amazing things I saw, and that live stream was on Insight Timer, the app. And I've had a meditation routine now for probably around, it's been about 16 years now that I've had a meditation routine. And it's been one of the best commitments in my life. And also last year, I saw so many people starting a meditation routine during the pandemic to help them cope. Tell us a bit about how you recommend it to people, how to start a meditation routine. And also, I guess the good thing is that your meditations on Insight Timer can be a part of people's routines as well. They can listen to them at the beginning of the day and the end of the day, whenever they need it. So tell us a bit about how to start a routine.
For me personally, you know, like I said, like I like to do my routine early in the morning when I know I'm not going to be interrupted, when everyone is at sleep, because I know for sure there's going to be no dogs barking, no kids screaming, you know, nothing is going to take that moment of silence. Because I think especially as you start silent, to be in a silent space, it's helpful, right? Then to be in a place where it's like, But I love the Insight Timer and even the different types of meditations I created. Like, for example, Hope in Times of Uncertainty, you can listen to anytime. But I did one that is reflections, like before going to sleep. So it was more focusing on people that were having, they were tossing and turning in bed and they were having a hard time sleeping. That was more focused for that. And then I did a morning meditation, which was more about, you know, starting your day with this sense of like, let's go get it, right? The state of gratitude and presence. And so each of them had a different focus, but Insight Timer doesn't have just the meditations I created. The great thing about them, they have so many different types of meditations for people who enjoy having a guided meditation, which I do think is very helpful for someone who has the monkey mind. You know, I think when you are, you know a lot about the monkey mind too, right? It's like we all have it. So I think when you have the monkey mind all the time, and especially in the times, you know, we are overloaded with information and disinformation right now, I think it's hard to shut off the mind. So I would suggest finding a time during the day. I would suggest the same time every day, like everything in life, right? If you can create like I'm big on schedules, because I feel like when I have a schedule, it's like, this is what's happening at this time, at this time, at this time. I feel like I can get a lot more in, and I feel like it gets organized. Within the schedule, there is flexibility, but it's nice to kind of visualize and write it down and organize it. Okay, at this time is the best time, because then you also give yourself better chance of succeeding, right? Because, you know, like for myself, I know that the best time for me will be early in the morning, because that's in my life what works best. But I think every person has a different lifestyle. So I think it's about really being honest with yourself. And when you're writing down your schedule of your day, to figure it out what's the best time for you. And then I would suggest to do it at the same time every day. And I think, you know, if you can start with a guided meditation, and then once you feel very comfortable with that, you can, you know, like I really enjoy just sounds of nature, or, you know, just put a timer. So, you know, that for the next 10, 15, 20, 30 minutes, however much time you decide you're going to do. And I don't think there's any right or wrong, you know, how much time you do it. I think the longer you do it, the more benefits you will feel, you know, but I think more important than the length is the consistency, I would say.
Yes. Yes.
Because I say it's more about, it's like you brush your teeth every day, right? It doesn't work if you brush your teeth 10 times tomorrow, but if you didn't brush it for like 10 days, I mean, imagine the situation of your teeth. So it's kind of like the same thing. It's like if you don't sleep every night, you don't get to recharge. And I think in the same way I see meditation, it's almost like the same benefits that sleep gives to your body, which is allowing it to rest in your mind and to recharge. Meditation does for your brain, for your spirit. It allows it to like release all that chatter. And I think that's what it's as important as sleeping. It's as important as eating. I mean, to me, it is. And I feel like when you find, you know, that's why I'm doing it for almost 20 years. And I think that if people commit to it, they will pretty soon find out the same thing that you and I have found out about the power of meditation, you know?
I love that. That's such great advice. I love what you said about consistency versus the idea of Lent, the idea of doing it at the same time every day. And for anyone who's listening or watching and of course wants to go and listen to those meditations right now, you can go and download Insight Timer and take the experience for yourself. And I always say that to everyone, you have to experiment, you have to try it out. Like, you won't know until you do it. And for people who've been meditating for many, many years, it's because someone made us try it and experiment with it. And that's why it's become a part of our lives. So Giselle, you've been so generous and kind with your time today. I'm so glad we got to steal you away from your family and your children and everyone else. But we're going to end with our final five, which is our rapid fire fast five round. So question has to be answered in one word or one sentence maximum. That's it.
Okay, one word or one sentence. Let me try that. Okay.
Yes. All right. Are you ready, Giselle? This is your final five.
Let's go. Final five.
All right. Okay. What is the best advice you've ever received?
Don't take things personal.
Oh, that's really good. I like that. Yeah. What is the worst advice you've ever received?
Oh, my God.
you blocked it out.
Blocked it out. I don't know what's the worst advice. I guess I didn't listen to it. I was like, no, I'm not going to listen. I'm not going to remember. That's not worth it.
I love it. Question number three. What is your current purpose? How would you define your current purpose in life?
It's to be the best version of myself.
I love that. All right. Question number four. What's something that you're trying to learn right now?
Everything, whatever comes my way. Now I'm trying to learn how to, the most impactful and fastest way to regenerate our planet.
Yeah, I love seeing you share about that. I'm excited to see what you uncover. Fifth and final question. If you could create one law that everyone in the world had to follow, what would it be?
When you give is when you receive. I want to say, like, how can I say this the best way? It's like, when we can give from like this place of our open heart, right? I know it's one word, but it's hard to say that. It's, I guess in one word, it's giving is really receiving, right? It's like, I think the more like the joy that comes from giving is the gift, right? Is the biggest gift. So when we can, that was not one word. It's like,
no,
how do
it doesn't
I do that
need
anymore?
To be one word. No, it doesn't need to be one word. That's right. There was just one law. If everyone had to do one law. So you were right. It doesn't have to be one word. One sentence, fine.
Discovering that the receiving is in giving, right? Like, does that make sense? Like, I want to say, like, giving is the actual gift. Is when we can just give from our heart, the joy that comes from that, it's the biggest gift we actually give ourselves, I feel.
It makes perfect sense. It makes perfect sense. And that would be an amazing, amazing law. Giselle, you've been so wonderful and gracious again with your time. And I literally, your energy is infectious, like through the screen. I'm like, it's so contagious. I feel like there's no way I can't not love the environment now. There's no way that I can not meditate. You've removed all excuses. And I love seeing you I saw you post on Instagram the other day about how you and your children rescued a baby hummingbird. And it was just so beautiful to see. Like, I love what you share, and I'm just so grateful that you exist. And I'm so happy that you share so openly and abundantly with the world, your energy and what you're sharing with your children. So thank you so much. I appreciate you and your time so much.
Thank you, Jay. And I appreciate you and all you do. Thank you so much. And have a beautiful day. Lots of love to you. And lots of love to everyone listening. And I hope you all try meditation if you haven't yet.
Thank you, Giselle. Thank you so much. I want to thank you. When you came on my podcast last time, we were very early days. And I want to, you know, this was such a wonderful connection. So I look forward to seeing you again and giving you a big hug too. Give my love to the family.
And I want to know when you guys are planning a growing family. Please, you guys are gonna have the best babies.
We're coming for tips.
Okay, so, let me know when you're ready.
Thanks, Giselle.
Lots of love. Bye. Take care.
I'm a huge planner. So whenever my wife, Radhi, and I would go on our adventures, I'd meticulously plan out our itineraries and book our accommodations in advance. It's like a yearly tradition that we do. And let me tell you, Booking.com has been my go-to every step of the way. Whether I want to be a simple guy nestled in the countryside or be the stylish and modern guy in the heart of the city, Booking.com never fails to offer a wide range of options that perfectly suit your preferences. And they have everything you need to turn your travel dreams into reality, offering accommodations here in the US. Plus, the ease of booking through the app makes the whole process a breeze. So trust me when I say, when it comes to planning unforgettable getaways, Booking.com is where it's at. Ready to book your next adventure? Book whoever you want to be on Booking.com. Booking.yeah. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually in person and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.